So now let's transition to another big story.
Yes, yeah,
and that, of course, is Medina Spirit, second positive test. But the two-year ban for obviously Bob Baffert, what was sometimes you react, sometimes you overreact. What did we see here in this case?
Yeah, I thought it was a classic overreaction. I think what Churchill Downs is doing, Steve, they're saying you can mess with anything. Don't mess with the Derby.
Right.
They're embarrassed because it's their race. It's their, you know, it's their reason for existence. I mean, it's the biggest thing in the sport.
Yep.
And it's been in the news for all the wrong reasons for 4 weeks now, ever since the positive test came out. So they're mad at Baffert. They're mad at everything. They're mad that people are looking at their race as like somebody fixed it. None of which is true, but right. that's kind of beside the point, as we found out through the years.
Yeah.
Often truth gets lost in the insanity of what people talk about. But I think it was an overreaction. I think they want to look like tough guys. And I'll tell you this: I know people down there; they're really angry that this happened. My personal opinion is it was just sloppy, stupid. I don't think there was any attempt to cheat. This is not a drug you would use as a performance enhancer, but that's almost beside the point.
Right.
Because the public perception now is that Bob Baffert is Lance Armstrong or he's Barry Bonds.
Right.
Again, none of which is true, but that doesn't really matter because once the perception gets out there, it's so hard to change people's minds, especially the people who don't really follow sport all the time. So
right.
I understand why Churchill is angry. I get it. And I think they're trying to say to everybody, don't ever mess with this race again.
Right.
I do not think Baffert was intentionally messing with it. I do not think that that's why the horse won the race. But incredibly sloppy handling around the barn. As you know, you and I certainly had this conversation. Everybody seems to think when somebody's doing something that in retrospect turns out to be not good, there's these master manipulators and conspiracy theorists.
That's right.
My theory has always been that it's probably just sheer stupidity.
Yes.
Or just somebody made a mistake. That's the almost always the answer, but that's not the answer the public wants. The public wants retribution. They want something for somebody. So unfortunately, Baffert is really the face of the sport. Right now, he's in a tough spot. Other tracks are not reciprocating. Monmouth Park said, look, he can run at the Haskell. Philadelphia Parks has already said he can run at the Pennsylvania Derby. So it's more of a strictly a Churchill thing, Steve. And then when this thing is finally adjudicated by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, I'm sure that they're going to take away the Derby purse. That this particular drug, second positive in a year, calls for a 15-day suspension.
Right.
Maybe they'll do a little more than that. That'll mean he can't run horses anywhere under his own name for a couple of weeks, maybe even a month. And then I think he's going to go back generally to normal. But for his sake, the problem is he won't be getting the great two-year-olds anymore because these guys that want to run in the Derby aren't going to be able to give him their horses because he can't run in Kentucky for 2 years.
Exactly right. He can't do that.